Yes, Emmanuel, our Savior. No, ang ganda nung ibig sabihin ng pangalang Emmanuel. Yan ay nagsasabi na God is with us. Kasama natin ang Panginoon. Yan.
Greetings to everyone. Merry Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with you. God is with us. He is among us. Salamat sa kanyang presensya sa atin.
At salamat din kay Sister Jen at Engineer Sunny and Jesser.
Happy birthday to Jen.
Yeah. Ay, ganun ba? Oo, happy birthday.
God bless
salamat
you.
Salamat sa paglilit niyo sa amin into the presence of the
More
Lord.
More songs for Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Kaganda ng mga awitin natin sa pagkapasko, talagang maraming mga kandang kanta.
Yeah. So, simula na nga ba yung simbang gabi?
10 days before Christmas. 10 days. Bilang na po ang mga araw, lalo yung mga, alam mo, yung mga regalo. Hindi muna binubuksan yan, di ba? Bubuksan yan pagka isperas na ng Pasko.
So, wala po tayong simbang gabi dito sa Cross World. Nagpapasalamat pa rin tayo sa Panginoon for having words and prayer for the month of December, talking about first Christmas. So, we will be reminiscing and remembering the goodness of the Lord on the first Christmas. So, sino-sino sila, yung mga tao na talagang naging kasangkapan ng Panginoon upang ipahiwati niya sa atin at maranasan natin ang kanyang pagliligtas, ang kanyang pagdating mismo. Yan. So, masaya na pag Pasko. Mas paborito ko ang Pasko kaysa sa birthday ko. Kasi ang haba ng celebration.
Only in the Philippines. Yes. No? September pa lang ay celebration ng Pasko. Hanggang January yan. 6.
And nagulat tayo kasi last year talagang very quiet. No? Talagang sa bahay lang lahat. Halos hindi pwedeng mapas ang mga bata. Pero ngayon, nasa labas na. Uso na ang caroling ulit. Mm-hmm. At yun, marami ng nagbabadya ng ano, bahay-bahay na ano yun, yung kakatok sa bahay at mamamasko.
Mamasko po.
So always remember that this season is really no blessed to give than to receive. So start na po kayo. Talagang intentionally ay ibukod na po natin yung mga pang-aginaldo natin. Mm-hmm. At masaya po tayong magbalot ng mga gifts at talagang maibigay natin to with joy. Though we're not after, no, the material things that we will be receiving, masaya talaga na yung may gesture of giving, no, pang Pasko. Yeah. Alright, so thank you very much. Pangatlong Wednesday na po natin ito with the series First Christmas. So, first Wednesday, we talk about Elizabeth and Zachariah. So for them, Christmas is all about God, no, remembering us. No? Mm-hmm. God remembers and
God is faithful.
God is promise. So para kay Elizabeth at saka kay Zechariah, ang pagdating ni Jesus ay pagtupad ng kanyang mga pangako at ang pag-alala niya sa minsan, no, napakasimpleng mga tao behind the scenes serving him quietly, pero kita mo pa rin that God is really fair and there's his visitation coming, and when he visits talaga naiiba ang aura, naiiba ang atmosphere ng ating family, and more than that, we experience the fulfillment of his promises. Last Wednesday we talk about Joseph. So we'd like to thank our two couples, no, na talagang ready na mag-serve. Salamat po sa inyo, kila Kuya Marky and Ate Rich, Kuya Rod and Ate Mayla. Kaya sobrang na-amaze ako sa mga testimonies ninyo kung paano nailapat ninyo ang journey ninyo sa buhay ni Joseph. That for Joseph, the first Christmas is all about trusting in God, no, talagang leaping in faith and completely obeying, no, the Lord whatever He tells you. So yun ang legacy ni Joseph. Talagang pinanindigan din niya kanyang pag-ibig at ang kanyang pagsama kay Mary sa panahon ng kanyang kagampan, dala-dala ang Panginoong Jesus. At hanggang lumaki si Jesus, he became really no, a very good father for Jesus. So, exemplified talaga yung fatherly love ni Joseph kay Jesus.
Tsaka yung interruptions, ano? Interruptions can be your defining moment. No, kasi lahat ng plano ni Joseph nasira eh. Oo, alam mo naman yung isang contractor na kagaya niya na lahat sukat, lahat nakaplano, tapos biglang nawala sa plano, nawala sa naiisip niya, no. Napakahirap no. Pero yung magtiwala siya despite the interruptions, no? Nakita niya ngayon yung divine appointment. And that defined his life. Wow, praise God for the faith that Joseph had.
Okay, so para po sa mga bago namin kasama, yan, welcome to our Word and Prayer tonight. We are on the third week with the series First Christmas. So, well, the world is too busy, no? In this season of Christmas. Pero hindi lamang po yung Christmas rush, eh. Pero talaga ang mga mata ng social media, ang mata ng buong mundo ay nasa search for the most beautiful woman in the universe, in
you.
The world. No? Sa susunod na mga araw ay, ano naman, Miss World naman. Itong nakaraan ay Miss Universe. Pero alam niyo po, si God talaga ang pioneer ng true search of beautiful women in the world. not only no, na hanapin lang niya yung maganda, kundi maganda na makita rin natin na the Lord really pioneered the search for a beautiful woman who is worthy of His purpose. Makasama ng Panginoon sa pag-fulfill ng kanyang kalooban para bigyan tayo ng kaligtasan. Kaya buong mundo yun. So talagang God is really at work and He wants people, man, woman, no, to really join Him into fulfilling His great redemptive plan for all of us.
May nanalo ba?
And the winner is...
Oh!
Mary. Yay!
Miss,
right.
Ano siya? Miss, ano yun? Miss Nazareth?
All right. So, we will take a look at the first Christmas with Mary, no? Mary's Christmas. Mm-hmm. So let's take a look at the Christmas story through the eyes of Mary. Yeah. So allow me to read muna yung Luke chapter 1 verses 26 to 38. Magandang kwento po ito. So if you see the PowerPoint slide, kindly read it aloud wherever you are. Let's all together read. 26 ako and then Pastor Al 27. Okay lang ba?
Okay.
Salita tayo. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth.
To a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary.
And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you."
But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be.
And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God.
And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus.
He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David.
And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end."
And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?"
And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God."
And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren.
For nothing will be impossible with God.
And Mary said, Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her.
Amen.
So bless the reading of his word. So let's take a look at the first Christmas with Mary. And let's see first point about who is Mary in the eyes of God.
Mm-hmm.
So sabi natin, the Lord is in searching. No, naghahanap talaga siya kung sino yung pwedeng maging part ng kanyang redemptive plan here on earth. And yun nga, it was found out that it was Mary, no? So there was this visitation. First part, makita natin that there was this visitation, the angel, at ang pangalan ng angel na yun ay si Gabriel, who showed up to Mary. At ang pagkabati niya kay Mary ay favored one, no? Favored one. And syempre, sabi nga, kapag ka ang angel lumitaw sa'yo, talaga kakaiba sila. So, maaaring natakot si Mary. Pero more than that, sabi dito sa verse 29, verse 28, when the angel greet, no, Mary, sabi dito, Mary was troubled at the saying, and she tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. So makita po natin dito yung word na Mary tried to discern. Now, there was this visitation, pero hindi siya ganun agad-agad, no, na parang na-excite, or kaya umayaw, or nagtatakbo. Yung alam niyo yun, very composed siya. And this speaks of her spiritual maturity. Talagang Mary grows up into her faith. And ginamit yung word na talaga na tried to discern. Talagang with all wisdom, with all attention, and pakikinig, ano bang sinasabi ng angel? Anong gusto niyang ipahiwatig sa atin, sa akin? So, tinuloy pa rin, nakita rin natin dalawang beses ginamit yung word na favored one. So, favor at saka yung isa, the Lord has found favor. You have found favor with God. Ang sarap pakinggan, no? Na talagang, wow. Talagang the eyes of the Lord is upon Mary. And kinalugdan talaga. Yun ang word sa Tagalog. At kinalugdan ng Diyos si Maria. So, siguro wala nang ibang hihigit pa na appreciation post or appreciation greeting or talagang shout out, no, para mabati ka na talagang kinalulugdan ka. you are well appreciated, you are highly favored, and this is Mary. So Mary in the eyes of the Lord is a growing woman in the Lord, in the faith, and really she is spiritually discerning and spiritually matured.
And to think, Mama, na ano ah, she's only a teenager. Parang
15, 16.
Mga ganun. Kasi yung average ng mga ikinakasal nung panahon nila eh, sa mga Hudyo, wala, mga bata pa, mga teenager talaga. Nakakatuwa lang na isipin na yung ganung edad, no, yung sinasabi mo nga na discerning and maturing sa faith, ay nakakitaan na agad si Mary ng ganun.
Yes. And yung visitation ng angel sa kanya, no, na pahiwatig muna kung sino si Mary sa Panginoon. And then saka ipinagkatiwala sa kanya. Ang sabi, behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord will give him to him the throne of his father David, and so on, and he will reign. Grabe, yung pagkakasabi ng habang nakikinig si Mary, no? Yung siguro parang, wow, grabe, yung mga word na, he shall be called Jesus, no? The Savior, Lord God, there is this throne, there is this king, there will be reign forever in the kingdom. Siguro talagang overwhelming kay Mary, given that Mary was only a teenager during this time. At ang sabi nga po sa ibang commentary, nakatira lang siya doon sa parang, alam mo yun, probinsya, talagang sulok, hindi napapansin. And sabi nga, yung Nazareth ay maliit lamang na bayan. So, sino nga bang makatitingin at makakakilala kay Mary? None other than God. At the least person that God could ever choose, no? For His Son to be born having fear of the long age.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this revelation na sinabi nga ni Mary kay Angel Gabriel, how will this be since I am a virgin? Mm-hmm. So talagang, alam mo yun, bumulala sa kanyang bibig na magkakaanak siya. Ipapanganak niya ang isang anak, ang isang batang lalaki, at papangalanan niyang Jesus, at siya'y magiging hari, and meron siyang kingdom and everything. Pero sabi niya, paano mangyayari yun? And I am a virgin. So siguro yun nga, nakita ng Panginoon, her purity,
mm-hmm,
her cleanliness, her godliness. So this is Mary.
Mm-hmm. Tsaka nakakatuwa yung purity nga na sinasabi mo, na may kasamang innocence, no? Tsaka wala siyang sense of entitlement. Yung bang, nung dumating yung angel, hindi niya sinabi na, oh, tagal na kitang hinintay. Parang ganun, ba't ngayon ka lang? Na alam na niya na siya yung paborito ni Lord. Parang ganun. O na siya yung pinili. Ano? At walang ganun. Walang ganung attitude si Mary. With all innocence and purity. And nag-clarify siya nagtanong siya to clarify, how can this happen?
Yes.
This actually is not a question of, this is not a doubting question.
Yes.
Hindi ito yung nagdududa siya na, paano mangyayari ito? Parang gano'n. Hindi yung tanong na gano'n eh. Kundi, it's a clarificatory question na, paano nga mangyayari kung virgin ako? No? It's an honest to goodness question na hindi pwedeng mangyari. Kasi nga, she's pure, she's virgin. No? Hindi siya pwede mabuntis kasi nga pinipreserve niya yung kanyang sariling dangal, yung kanyang purity, at inihahanda lang niya ang kanyang sarili sa lalaking magpapakasal sa kanya, no? Alam niya yon sa kanyang puso. Kaya nga sabi niya, malabo akong maging buntis kasi wala naman akong pakikipagtalik, no? Kahit kaninong lalaki. Hindi pwedeng mangyari yun. So, it's a clarificatory question.
Yes, so more than the physical virginity or the sexual virginity, God sees the purity in the heart and the spirit of Mary. Talagang yung kanyang chastity, yung talagang, alam mo yun, siguro yung talagang predeserve nga niya yung kanyang buhay, ang kanyang sexuality para lamang sa minamahal niya. And God sees the faithfulness and the purity of Mary. And then sinabi nga ng angel sa kanya, oh, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. So, dito inilarawan ng angel sa kanya kung paano siya magkakaanak, paano siya mabubuntis, paano siya manganganak. And siguro yun nga sinabi doon na, and will be called Holy, the Son of God. So yung Son of God, hindi siya son of the flesh lang, no?
Mm-hmm.
Talagang Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth is in her old age. So nagsabi na yung angel ng testimony, no? Na buntis na nga si Elizabeth, mm-hmm, kahit na matanda na siya, because nothing is impossible with God. So may tanong si Mary, sinagot ng angel. Isa ito sa favorite conversational story na makikita natin sa Bible. And then, Mary, wala na siyang tanong, wala na siyang argumento. Sabi niya, behold, I am the servant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And alam natin yung mga kataga na yan. Be it unto me according to your word. So, Mary is not just a teenage young girl growing in faith and maturing in the Lord, in her relationship with God, not only pure, no, in her life, in her spirit, but also Mary is a surrendered servant of God. Nung pinaliwanag na sa kanya ng anghel kung paano siya magkakaroon ng baby at ipapanganak at sino nga ito at paano ang lahat ng ito, wow, rested na si Mary. No argument at all, no negotiations, no fighting. Pero uso ngayon yung fighting. Ipaglaban mo. Pero this is a different kind of no fighting. Talagang ibig sabihin, rested na siya. Because it was God who told, it was through the Lord who told him, no, by the angel. And malinaw na malinaw kung ano ang kanyang purpose sa pagkakataon na ito. At alam niya na siya ay servant ng Panginoon. So alam niya yung nagsasalita sa, kilala niya yung nagsasalita sa kanya. Alam niya na kung ano yung sinasabi sa kanya, nauunawaan na niya, that it's all about God. And then, alam niya na din na ito yung purpose niya this particular time. Wow! Yun, di ba? Nakalimutan na niya yung kanyang dream, mm-hmm, na to get married and to be with Joseph for the rest of her life. Naisip ko yun dito na, di ba, mag-boyfriend sila, betrothed na sila eh. Pero di pa sila kasal.
Mm-hmm.
And she courageously made the decision to say yes to the Lord. Na, di ba, pagka mag-asawa na, pupunta muna sa husband and then magtatanong, di ba? Pero dito talagang, alam mo yun, yung independence ni Mary, knowing that this is the will of God. Kaya ganun siya ka-confident na sumagot because this is the will of the Father for him, for her. So, yun, para makita natin si Mary, sinasabi niya, oh, be it unto me according to your word. Parang sinasabi niya, my life is yours, my identity is yours, my reputation is yours, my relationships are yours, my career is yours, my dreams are yours. I'm laying everything aside for your purpose. I am yours. Be it unto me according to your word. Bakit niya yun nasabi? Because alam niya ang kanyang position. She is a servant of the Most High God. So what a beautiful answer. No? Perfect talaga.
Pang Miss Universe.
Kaya grabe po ang makita natin dito na pagtugon ni Mary sa angel. Of course, pagtugon na niya directly sa Panginoon. She is truly surrendered. Pagka sinabi nating surrender, no, it's giving in to the Lord at giving up everything naman, no. Parang talagang nandun pa rin siya, may pangarap pa rin siya eh, may kagustuhan pa rin siya para sa sarili niya. Pero alam niya may purpose ang Panginoon sa kanya. So, she gave in to the purpose of the Lord. Wala nang pagtatalo ng isip. Wala nang, paano po yun? Pwede po bang ikasal muna kami ni Joseph? Teka muna, huwag muna ako papupuntis. Mag-usap muna kami ng family. No negotiations and no fighting. Hindi niya sinabing, pwede kumanap muna kayo ng ibang babae. Mag-compete muna kami. Baka mas may magaling. Bakit ako? Wala siya sinabi yung false humility na, bakit ako? Why me? Weh, talaga ako ba? Nakakahiya naman. Talagang, yun nga, sabi mo kanina, walang entitlement because she is a servant of God.
Mm-hmm. Tsaka nakakatuwa din dahil sa attitude niya, no? She's willing to take the risk and siguro yung sacrifice that goes with it, the price, the cost, di ba? Kanina nga doon sa ating gift-giving sa Compassion, sa CCDC. Ay kinwento ko rin itong si Mary. No, sabi ko, sabi ng angel ay siya ay highly favored. No, pagka highly favored ka, ay favorite, 'di ba? Paborito ka ni Lord. Kaya lang ang tanong, kung paborito siya ni Lord, bakit muntik na siyang hiwalayan ng lalaking pinakaiibig niya? Kung paborito ka ng Lord, bakit tinanggihan siya ng lahat ng mga tao sa Bethlehem at walang bahay na tumanggap sa kanila? Eh, di ba favorite ka? Di ba? At kung favorite ka ni Lord, bakit nung manganganak na siya ay hindi sa ospital at hindi rin sa bahay o hindi sa palasyo kundi sa sabsaban? No? Minsan daw yung pagiging favored, no, ay hindi nagsisimula sa blessing agad eh. Minsan dadaanin muna sa kahirapan, dadaanin muna sa kabiguan, dadaan ka muna sa takot, dadaan ka muna sa mga sakripisyo. Pero ang dulo naman nun, no, ang pagginawa mong kalooban ng Panginoon ay talagang lubos sa pagpapala. Kaya huwag tayong magtataka at magtatanong sa Panginoon na, Lord, paborito mo ba ako talaga? No, eh si Mary, paborito ng Lord, pero dumaan sa lahat ng ito. Pero ngayon nakita natin na talagang siya ay babaeng bukod na pinagpala at lubos na kinilugdan ng Diyos sa kanyang attitude at sa kanyang pagtanggap ng anumang price or cost of obeying the Lord.
Yeah, so thank you. We have found that Mary, no, in the eyes of the Lord, she is really matured, wise, kahit na teenager pa lang siya. Mm-hmm. Alam niya ang tinig ng Diyos, alam niya ang salita ng Panginoon, marunong siyang makinig, at hindi lang siya nakikinig, talagang ninanamnam niya, dinidiscern niya, at pag-discern niya na ganun, alam niya na, wow, this is heavy, this is really grand, yet, dahil alam niya yung posture niya of a servant, talagang nandun yung obedience niya, surrendered spirit niya sa Panginoon. And why? Because she has a pure heart. Walang pagtatalo. Walang defilement. Walang kadugihan sa kanyang isip. Walang mali siya. Walang pagdududa sa kanyang puso at isip when the Lord speaks to her. Kaya nga sabi niya, be it unto me according to your word. Mangyari po sa akin kung ano ang inyong sinabi.
Mm-hmm.
So what an anointed word or response, no, na talagang marinig natin kay Mary. Not only that, Mary really is really courageous, and the Lord grant her this kind of affirmation when she visits Elizabeth. So pagpunta ni Mary, nung nakuha na niya, nalaman na niya yung news para sa kanya, so agad-agad pumunta siya kay Elizabeth, no? Magpinsan sila.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So si John the Baptist and si Jesus ay second cousins, no? Mm-hmm. So Mary went to her cousin, no, si Elizabeth. At sabi niya sa verse 39, in those days Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. So, talaga pong, pagka sinabing he went with haste, talagang nagmadali, with excitement, with great, joy sa kanyang puso. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. So si John the Baptist tumalon sa tiyan ni Elizabeth. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. So si Elizabeth, napuno siya ng banal na spirito. And she exclaimed with a loud cry. So it was the Holy Spirit telling to Mary, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Wow. And why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. So it was the Holy Spirit who had this word, no, encouraging word, affirming word for Mary through Elizabeth. And this is how God sees Mary, not only mm-hmm. as favored woman, but a blessed woman.
Amen.
Grabe, punong-puno talaga ng biyaya at punong-puno talaga ng kagandahang loob ng Panginoon. And on the other way around, makita rin natin si Mary na hindi siya nagtago, no? Na tinanggap niya yung kalooban ng Diyos, pero hindi siya umiiyak, hindi siya nagmumukmok, hindi siya nagtatampo sa Diyos.
Mm-hmm.
Talagang boldly, courageously, she went out. She went out to the public. It's just like, sasabihin niya sa social media niya that I'm pregnant. No? I am pregnant and carrying with me in my womb is the Son of God. So punta siya talaga kay Elizabeth and makita natin dito that Mary readily acknowledged that this was the path of her discipleship to God, with God. No, ito na yung path ng kanyang buhay eh. Ito na yung tinatakbo ng kanyang buhay, the season of her life, fulfilling the purpose of God. And wala siyang ibang response kundi to become his disciple, to become his follower. So Mary, makita natin dito, wow, she's favored, blessed, and talagang confirmed by the Holy Spirit. So, kita natin yung presence, no, ng Trinity here. Because when the angel Gabriel came the first time, so sinabi sa kanya that it was God the Father, no, talagang who sent him to Mary. And then it was Jesus right now in her womb, and the Holy Spirit was upon Elizabeth proclaiming, wow, what a great party indeed, no? Na talagang kapag sumusunod tayo sa kalooban ng Panginoon at tumutugon tayo sa kanyang layunin, the whole Trinity is supporting us. And this is how God sees Mary. And next, sabi dito, pagkatapos nang makita natin na papaano tinitingnan ni God si Mary, at papaano niya pinili si Mary, ngayon tingnan naman natin si Mary, no? Who is God in the eyes of Mary? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is the part two of our first Christmas through the eyes of Mary. Who is God in the eyes of Mary? Yun. So first trimester, tatlong buwan, unang tatlong buwan ng pagbubuntis ni Mary, na natili siya kay Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. So si John the Baptist ay mas matanda ng tatlong buwan. Ay, anim na. 6 months na si Elizabeth na pregnant, no?
Yeah,
6 months. So, pero tatlong buwan muna na natili si Mary kay Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. Siguro, nagkaroon sila ng mentoring, spiritual direction, nag-share notes sila. Kasi si Elizabeth ay talagang pinaghimalaan ng Diyos. And same with Mary. Ano kaya yung life group nila, no? Parang ang saya sumali sa life group nila na punong-puno sila ng himala and great expectation of how the Lord will use them. Napakaingit na life group. Pero sabi dito, how did Mary see God, no? Through a song. Nakakompose si Mary ng awit in the first trimester of her pregnancy. Not a song na pang-akit para sa kanya, but a song for Jesus, a song for the Lord, a song extolling the greatness of the Lord. And alam niyo po, walang, siguro ang hirap makakompose ng song pag magulong isip eh. Tama ba?
Mm-hmm.
Nakakompose ka lang ng song kapag ka-rested ka, calm ang spirit mo. And imagine, teenager siya, dapat ikakasal, napabalita, nahihiwalayan na siya ni Joseph. Talagang, di ba, nakakagloomy ng spirit. Pero, despite of that, nakakompose si Mary ng isang napakagandang awit para sa Panginoon. During the time na talaga siguro mag-isa siya na nag-aalaga ng kanyang baby at yun, at mahirap yung dinadaanan niya. Pero she responded with a praise song. At ang awit na ito ay punong-puno ng pagkilala, pagdakila, at pasasalamat sa Panginoon. So let's ask Pastor Al to share to us the message of the song, behind the song, at makita natin dito paano kinikilala ni Mary ang Diyos sa kanyang situation, sa kanyang season.
Oo, maganda po ito. Ang tawag dito, Magnificat, no? O yung pagbibigay ng luwalhati sa Panginoon. So, nagsimula siya sa verse 46. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord. No, dito kita natin na yung kanyang position as a servant and yung kanyang pagtingin sa Panginoon, na mas mataas ang Panginoon kaysa sa kanya, kasi minamagnify niya ang Lord. And my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. So dito din kinikilala ni Mary na kailangan niya ng Savior. Hindi po siya ang Savior. No, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on, all generations will call me blessed or blessed. No? So, yun po yung title ni Mary, blessed or blessed, o lubos na pinagpala o lubos na kinulugdan ng Panginoon. Okay? For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts, no? And he has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. So, dito po makikita natin kung paanong kinalinga ng Diyos si Mary. Hindi siya pinili dahil siya ay mayaman. Hindi siya pinili dahil siya ay edukada o siya ay maganda. Wala po doon ang dahilan ng pagkapili sa kanya. Dito pinapakita na pinili siya sa kabila ng kanyang karukhaan, no? Kasi dito sa verse 53, sabi dito, pinuno ng Diyos, no, ng pinasagana ng Diyos ang ng mabubuting bagay ang mga kapuspalad. Ito yung pagkakataon na pinili ng Diyos yung mga mahihirap. Sabi ko nga kanina doon sa CCDC, sa ating pong mga families na beneficiaries ng mga gifts na pinrepair po ng church at ng Compassion, sabi ko, malapit ang Diyos sa mga dukha at mga mahihirap. Pinili talaga ng Panginoon sapagkat kinakalinga, inaaruga, pinaglalaanan ng Diyos sa mga mahihirap. Yung mga mayayaman naman na walang pagkilala sa Diyos ay pinapauwi at pinapaalis ng Diyos ng walang dalang-dalang anuman. Kasi galit ang Diyos sa mga mayayabang at mga palalo na mga mayayaman. Kaya pinakita dito kung paano nung dumalaw ang Diyos sa mundo, ang pinuntahan niya yung mga mahihirap. Ang pinuntahan niya yung mga walang kakayahan, yung walang koneksyon, yung mga kapos at kulang palagi. So he has helped his servant Israel. He remembered of his mercy, and he spoke of our fathers, to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever. And then Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home. So that's all about the Magnificat, no? Pagpupuri ni Mary sa Diyos, na kanyang pinansin, na pinansin ng Diyos ang mga taong hindi pinapansin ng lipunan. At yes, si Mary yun. At yun ay istorya ng buhay natin. Istorya ng buhay mo, kapatid. Natin, karamihan sa atin naman, ay wala naman tayong kakayahan talaga. At wala tayong maipagmamalaki. Pero sa kabila nun, pinili tayo ng Panginoon. Salamat sa kanya.
Oh, what a beautiful sight to see how the story progresses from the angel, no, to Mary, and then Mary to Elizabeth, and then John the Baptist, yung sila, no, yung womb na involved na dito, and then all of a sudden makita natin yung pagtingin naman ni Mary sa Panginoon. So the whole song of Mary, it's all about God. It is God-centered, God-focused, word-related and founded talaga. Kasi nag-iintay talaga sila ng Messiah, ng Savior. Diba, remember, parang makeup from Malachi to Matthew, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, before the coming of Jesus, parang 400 years before Christ. So talagang in darkness, ang mga tao ay kanya-kanyang buhay, tsaka nabuhay din sila sa panahon na napakasama ng hari, at talagang nakakatakot yung panahon na yon. Pero may alam si Mary na pangako ng Diyos that one day the true Savior of Israel will come. At nagulat siya na yung pagdating ng totoong hari at totoong savior na yon ay nasa kanyang sinapupunan. Siya yung pinagkatiwalaan. Kaya siya yung pinagpala. Alam niyo yon, more than anything that we could have in this life, siguro mga kapatid, yung first Christmas, we can also be blessed, not no yung being fed and being filled by the material things of this world, but primarily nasa atin yung hari ng mga hari at Diyos ng mga Diyos. In that way, we can be called blessed. We can be like Mary na maunawaan natin at nauunawaan natin bakit may Pasko. So for Mary, she understood very well na for Christmas is, yes, it's not about the pleasures and the leisures of this world, but being saved and being found by the Savior, and talagang ma-turn sila from darkness into light. At ito po yung mensahe ni Mary. At sana ngayong Kapaskuhan na yon, nung ngayon na ito, ay mabalik sa atin yon, yung first Christmas, as how Mary sees God, na I am blessed, yet without anything in this world, lalo na ngayong pandemic, ang daming nangawala sa atin, at ngayon lang tayo muling bumabangon.
Mm-hmm.
Pero alam ngayon, the greatest blessing and the truest sense of celebrating Christmas is becoming blessed. Why? Because the Savior is here. The Savior has been born into our spirit. Amen? So, huwag po natin kakalimutan na si Mary ay, yes, she is the mother of Jesus, not the mother of God, no, but the mother of Jesus on earth.
Mm-hmm.
At kinikilala din niya that she also needs a Savior. At the later sa kanyang buhay, nung siya ay nagiging magulang para kay Jesus, no, talagang nawala rin siya sa, kumbaga parang, nawawala kasi si Jesus, so talagang naging troubled siya. Pero nung nakita niya na Jesus, no, talagang nandun lang si Jesus sa temple, talagang natuwa si Mary na, oh, ito pala nga, Savior nga pala talaga siya because she spends time with the Father in the temple. So she treasured everything while Jesus was growing up under her care. And though nung lumalaki na si Jesus at lumabas na siya, no, into the ministry at the wedding in Cana, nakita natin na it was Mary who asked Jesus na gumawa ka ng miracle, gumawa ka ng himala. And nakita rin natin dito that Mary, dumating din yung time na nagkaroon na siya ng mga anak, lumaki na yung mga anak niya. At isa sila, no, sa mga nag-persecute din kay Jesus. Gusto niyang pauwiin si Jesus kasi nagpipreach si Jesus. Pero parang sinasabi ng mga kapatid at ng mga tao na, uy, nasisiraan na ng ulo si Jesus. So, Mary was troubled and umuwi ka na lang nga, Jesus. So, naiba si Mary noong time na yon. Pero makita po natin in Acts chapter 1 verses 12 to 14 that Mary got revived, no, and she really became a follower of Jesus, though nakita niya kung paano yung inalagaan niya nung bata hanggang lumaki ay yun nga, napako sa krus, namatay, pero nabuhay din muli. At sa Acts 12 to 14, nasabi dito, then the apostles went back to Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, which is about half a mile from the city. They entered the city and went up to the room where they were staying. Peter, John, and James, and Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon the Patriot, and Judas, son of James. They gathered frequently to pray as a group, together with the women, and with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Amen? So makita natin dito that Mary became a follower of Jesus. So, huwag po nating i-extol si Mary as God, no, or equal to God, or equal to Jesus as God. She is really an instrument for Jesus to be born, pero siya po'y nagkaroon din ng maraming mga anak, at siya'y naging follower din ng Panginoon. At siya rin mismo ang nagsabi that I need a Savior, and now the Savior has been born into my womb, from my womb. So, salamat sa Panginoon. Nakita po natin dalawang bagay in Mary's Christmas. Number one, how God sees Mary. And Nagamit siya ng Panginoon upang talagang ma-fulfill ang purpose ng Diyos sa pagliligtas po sa ating lahat. And Mary was really favored, blessed by God, and she really knew God, no, in a deeper relationship with Him. And also, Mary had a song for God, had a song for Jesus. So, in closing, mga kapatid, this Christmas, let's go back to the first Christmas. Alam ko, marami tayong pressures ngayon. Measuring up ourselves. Sino ba ako? Ano bang sinasabi ng tao sa akin? Napaka-conscious po natin dyan. And we give meanings to people's actions, to people's words, and the reaction to us. Kaya di tayo matahimik. Mm-hmm. Yun. So, tayo ay nagpo-put up, nag-makeup, nagpe-pretend, and talagang why? Because we want to be accepted, we want to be blessed, we want to be appreciated. Pero sana ngayong Pasko ay magsimula tayong pumanatag and tignan natin ang ating mga sarili as how God sees us. He sees us as He loved us, as important and precious into His sight, and we are the beneficiary of His redemptive plan. So we have nothing to prove, nothing to hide, and nothing to lose. So this Christmas, yes, ano, talagang everybody's rushing, everybody's wanting gifts and attention. Pero salamat kasi hindi pa natin pinipili ang Diyos, pinili na niya tayo. Hindi pa natin minamahal ang Diyos, minahal na niya tayo. At ang pagmamahal niya ay hindi magbabago. Kaya tayo po siguro ang pinakampanatag na tao ngayong Pasko at araw-araw, dahil tinitingnan tayo ng Diyos at tinignan na tayo ng buong pagmamahal, buong biyaya at kaawaan. And sana rin, sumulyap tayo sa Panginoon, tumingin tayo sa Kanya ngayong Pasko. Huwag lamang puro outward, tao sa tao, hindi. Tayo muna at sa Diyos. Let us sing songs to Him. Let us be grateful to Him. Let us pause for a while, no, and have time for silence and solitude. Sana makakompose din tayo ng song natin para sa Panginoon. Hindi naman po ito competition. Hindi naman po ito paparinig sa buong church. Pero maganda po na isulat natin yung ating awit na How does God reveal Himself to me in the past pandemic years, no, 2020 and 2021? Who He is, what He has done, and what He is about to do. Remember, ang sabi ng angel kay Mary, ang lahat ng pinangako ng Diyos ay matutupad dahil walang imposible sa Kanya. So, for us, it's time to look up and offer Him praises, worship, gratitude. Sing Him Christmas carols. No, talaga nagpapatunay ng ating pagpapasalamat sa Kanya. Not only for us, but for the church, for the nation. We are blessed because we are highly favored by the Lord. Dumating na po ang tagapagligtas at sana'y maging totoo siya sa ating mga buhay. And because of that, we can say with Mary, be it unto me according to your word. Merry Christmas to all of us.
Amen. Merong isang author or isang pastor ang nagsabi, hindi ko naman tanda ko kung sino eh. Hindi pa daw nakita ng mundo kung ano ang kayang gawin ng Diyos sa mga taong lubos na nagpapasakop sa Kanya. Yung totally surrendered sa Kanya. At nakita natin yung sa buhay ni Mary na talaga nung sinabi niya, be it unto me, Lord, according to your word. Maganda kasi kay Mary ay sa kanyang innocence, sa kanyang kabataan, no? Wala pang, parang nothing to lose talaga for her. Kahit yung future niya willing niyang ibigay sa Panginoon. Siguro dahil din sa kalagayan ng kanyang buhay na dukha, kapuspalad, no? Parang willing na rin siyang ibigay ang lahat sa Panginoon. Minsan nga kung sino pa yung mga walang-wala, sila pa yung handang sumunod sa Panginoon. Kasi wala silang plano, wala silang agenda, walang mawawala, ano? Kaya nga sabi, ang kaharian ng Diyos ay para sa mga dukha, sa mga mahihirap, doon sa mga kinikilala nila ang kanilang pagiging dukha kung wala ang Diyos. So we praise God for the life of Mary. Talagang ang gandang tularan ng buhay ng babaeng ito na talagang ginamit ng Diyos na tagapagdala ng Mesiyas sa kanyang sinapupunan. Purihin po natin ang Panginoon. Nakita din natin kung sino ang Diyos sa mata ni Mary. Siya ang Diyos na talagang kumakalinga sa mga mahihina, isang Diyos na nagmamahal sa mga taong nasa laylayan lang, no? Isang Diyos na talaga nagpupuno sa mga kapuspalan. Purihin natin ang Panginoon, mga kapatid.
And so, mga kapatid, we will be praying siguro ngayon. Meron tayong dinadaanan na hindi natin maunawaan kung ano ito, maaring sakit, problema, pangangailangan. Pero huwag po kayong mag-aalala because God has already visited us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, in the manger, He came and He brings all the answers to all our needs. He is the answer. And He will never leave us helpless. Kaya makinig lamang po tayo sa Kanya at patuloy po tayong dumama ng Kanyang pagdating po sa atin, lalo na ngayong Kapaskuhan, inaalala natin ang pagdating ng Messiah ng ating tagapagligtas. Saan po kaya tayo muli niyang iniligtas? At masabi natin, yes Lord, be it unto me according to your word. So, sana din makilala din natin ang Panginoon in a very personal way. And yun nga, makaawit tayo sa Kanya ng buong puso.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be praying for everyone tonight.
Yeah, ikaw na magpapray.
Alright, let us all together pray. Hallelujah, God, we bless your name. Thank you, Lord, for the first Christmas, Lord, with Mary. Salamat po at dinalaw mo siya at naging kasangkapan siya, Panginoon, ng iyong pagdating. And she really welcomed this, Lord, with a pure heart, a sincere spirit, a servant spirit, Lord God, surrendered heart to you. Sana gayon din kami, Panginoon,
amen,
na ano man po ang mga sasabihin mo sa amin, ano man ang layunin mo na patutunguhan namin, ay makita mo kami, Panginoon, in our purity, in our sincerity, in our maturity as well, Lord, without any argument, Lord, any negotiations, any fighting with you, that we will really be submissive and surrendered to you. Na masabi po namin, Panginoon, be it unto us, Lord, according to your word.
Amen.
Knowing, Lord God, who you are, that you fulfill every promise that you have said, and that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Dalangin din po namin na talagang lakaran namin ng isang pag-iiwa, pagpala, at pinili mo, Panginoon, sa buhay na ito. Dahil dumating din sa amin ang tagapagligtas, ikaw ay aming tinanggap bilang aming Panginoon, tagapagligtas sa Diyos at amin pong mananakop. Dalangin po rin po, Panginoon, ang mga kasama namin in the first time, Lord, right now, mga kapatid, if you would like to have a personal relationship with the Lord, this is the moment that you open your heart to Him and say to Him, come, Jesus, be my Lord and my Savior. Help me to grow in faith with you, in you. Help me to abide in you. Help me, Lord God, to mature and be strong in your word, and help me to be pure, Lord, that hindi ako matatakot na iwaksi o iwanan o lakaran ng anumang mga sakripisyo na kinakailangan kong daanan para lamang sa pagpili ko sa iyo, because I am your servant. Marami pong salamat for the lessons we have learned tonight and for the privilege of having you, Jesus, to be our Lord and Savior. Lord, we pray that this week, Lord, bibigyan niyo po kami ng awit sa aming mga puso. And we want to sing songs of gratefulness, gratitude to you, knowing you, Lord, as a faithful, big, and powerful God at work in our lives. Salamat po, not only to our family, not only to our church, but also to this nation, Philippines. Kagaya ng sabi po ni Mary, Lord, darating ang tagapagligtas ng hari ng Israel, and the light will shine once again for the nation. At ito ang dalangin namin para sa Pilipinas at sa buong mundo. Father, we thank you, we bless your name, we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Alright, maraming pong salamat. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We bless the Lord and we bless each one of you. At sa biyaya po niya, at patuloy po tayo, may bagyo man o wala, patuloy na maging tapat sa Panginoon.
Amen.
Amen. And with that, we say,
To God be the glory!